Okay, today we're going to learn Perek Zayin, Mishnah is Dalet and Hey. This will bring us to the end of the seventh Perek of Maseches Brachos. So it says Mishnah Dalet, Shlosh Shach Lukechon, if you have three people that ate together, say Inan Rashon Lechalik, they're not allowed to divide up and bench separately, as the Tos Yontov points out, Shlosh Shach Lukechon, Inan Rashon Lechalik, Maika Mashmalan, the Gemara wants to know, Tanina Chodazimna, didn't we already learn it once, Bereish Pirkin, Shlosh Shach Luk, Saaka Mashmalan, Shlosh Shiyosh Lechal Kachas, Afabi Shaloach Luk. No, you know what it's telling us? That if three people sit down to eat together, even if they didn't eat yet, or everyone took out their own little brown paper bag and took their own lunch from home and ate from their own sandwich. Or maybe you have a case where three people came from three different groups. Bottom line is, if you have three people and they're ready to bench, you're not allowed to divide up into smaller groups. If you have four or five people, also you can't divide up into smaller groups because you don't have, you're not going to have two groups of three. But shisha nechlak, and if you have six people, then they could divide up because the idea that when you have shalosh vuhu, meaning we said in the previous Mishnah that if there are four people, the nusach of the bracha is a little bit different than when you have three people, where you say barchu instead of nevarich. But that's not because barchu is better. It's just that you can say barchu as well. You could choose to say that as well, but it's not a fundamentally better zimun. So therefore, if you have six people, even though you're eligible to say barchu, it's also fine to divide up into two groups and just say the regular nosach. Adasara, that goes up until number 10. Vasare, nechlakanachiu esrim. But once you have 10, you're not allowed to divide up until you have 20. Mishnehe, shtei chaburo shayu ochos bebayisach. Let's say you have two groups of people that are both eating in the same house. Bizman shem ksasin roen eselu. If some of them are able to see, some from one group are able to see some of the people from the other group, hey, are elu mitzafel lezimun, then they can join together for a zimun. But vimla, veelu mizam niatzim veelu. If they can't even see each other, then each one has to be mezamein on their own. If there's one shamish that's mishamish both of them, the Rav points out, then even if they don't see each other, they're allowed to be mitzdarif. Do you say bracha on wine prior to it being diluted? The bartender explains their wine in those days was extremely strong and you couldn't drink it without water, so it's not ready to be drunk until you put water in, and that's why Tanakama says don't say a bracha on it until you put water in, because it's simply not edible until you put water in. Okay, so we learned Mishnah is Dalet and Hey. Mishnah Dalet told us that when you're allowed to split up into smaller groups to bench, so you have to maintain the zimun or maintain the madrega of zimun. So if you have three, you can't, three, four, or five, you cannot split. But if you have six, you can, six, seven, eight, or nine, you can split. Once you have 10, you cannot split until you hit 20, because then you need to maintain that madrega of a minyan. And then we discussed when people could, different groups could be mitzdaref to a zimun. So we said if they either see each other or have the same shamash, then they're able to be mitzdarif to a zimun. And the Mishnah also said that machlokas Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim, whether one is supposed to say bracha on wine before he has diluted the wine, meaning before the wine is able to be drunk. Okay, Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph.